Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God.
Welcome to Victory Ministry, Sword of the Spirit radio broadcast. We're so delightful and so grateful that you're able to join us this evening. We do have a special guest that will be with us tonight, and he will be joining us shortly. And we know that God is able. We'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Victory Ministry, Sword of the Spirit, the Blog Talk Radio. And we're so excited for all of our listeners to be joining us tonight, for we have a very special guest that is joining us this evening that will be sharing a word from the Lord. So we know without a doubt that God is going to speak to you directly tonight. So get ready to receive the manna from heaven. It's with great pleasure and great wisdom that we bring on the Prophet Washington from South Carolina, Secondhand Ministry. How are you doing this evening, Prophet?
Praise the Lord, my sister. Praise the Lord. Blessed in the Lord tonight.
Amen. Well, I'm just going to turn this over to you, and you go ahead and give us a word from the Lord. If the platform belongs to you.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. I just want to give honor to God tonight and for the miraculous miracles he's been performing around the states and in the states. We're coming to Fayetteville, North Carolina on October the 26th through the 31st from 6 p.m. until the Holy Ghost they stop. Praise God. And that will be a tent revival, and that will be the 2700 block of Murchison Road, Fayetteville, North Carolina. If you fell short, if you a backslider, if you forgot about your way or got off the path that God has set you on, come on to that tent revival and let the Lord bring you back where you first received him. Praise God. And you know, it's a marvelous thing to serve the Lord. You know, we tried alcohol, we tried drugs, we tried all kind of stuff, but we found out at the end it takes Jesus Christ to change our life. And once again, I thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon. Would some power give you the gift to see yourself as you see yourself? It's a gift. Most of our needs is to receive it more often. We all want to believe the best about ourselves. Amen. That's natural. But the thing is, it's even healthier, but it's also healthier to have someone to hold the mirror in front of you, of your face, and say, this is what you really look like. It can be a very instructive experience. We all want to believe the best about our lives. Amen. Spiritual progress begins when we see ourselves as God sees us. It's one thing when a friend say, this is what you look like. It's another thing for God to utter those words. Amen. We can, thank you, Jesus, we can sometimes even fool our closest friends, but it's impossible to fool the Lord. Hebrews 4:13 says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before his eyes, even him to whom we must give account. Amen. We know what we say behind closed doors, the secret thoughts. No one else can hear the hidden motives, the buried ambitions, and all the twists and turns of our sinful nature. He doesn't have to uncover our thoughts. Amen. He already knows them. Amen. This is about the revival. Let's start with the word itself, revival. You revive something when you bring it back to life. You can't revive something that has never been alive in the first place. Amen. Praise God. That's why revival is different from evangelistic and preaching the gospel to the lost. They might be preaching to save. Revival awakens the saved from the state of spiritual slumber. When God sends revival, the church awakens. Or give a more formal definition, revival is the sovereign act of God. He calls his people to repentance, faith, and new obedience to him. Revival is God's wake-up call. Amen. Praise God. For the body of Christ, for new and older believers alike. He even called for the sinner, people that don't know Jesus as their Savior. This is a sovereign move of God. This revival, it's a sovereign move of God that is not scheduled. You are listening because God wants you to listen tonight, because he has set you apart. Think about it. He set you apart for himself. Can't you see? He's called you, and you, and you, and you too, all to get strong in him. God knows we're going to need this power in the days and the months to come. Look at the things that's happening overseas. Even look at the things that's happening every day around us. God is calling us. He's calling us in the army. God let me know that he's doing a separation now. You know, when the pandemic came, there was a great falling away of the church. Well, we know God said that, but then we think about it. Really, people were looking for a way out not to go to church because, number one, they didn't want to live the life that God set for us to live. Therefore, that was an excuse for some. But at the same time, God is separating the goat from the sheep. And I'm asking you a question tonight. Are you a goat or are you a sheep? Praise God. Praise God. And I also just wanted to remind you one more time that God is sending this revival to Fayetteville, North Carolina, because it is a sovereign, praise God, move of God, like none other. Blind eyes are open. Deaf ears can hear. God is calling. He's separating his people. He set you aside tonight to hear this broadcast. Yes, God is talking to you tonight. He's talking to you. You know, there in the churches, I spoke with people, you know, and they were beginning to say how much pressure the churches is beginning to put on the congregation. They're beginning to put rules and regulations on the people, you know, and they're a burden. You know, it's beginning to be a burden. But God's saying tonight, come out. From among them, be ye separated. God already saying, he's sending revival. Come out while you got a chance. Rekindle that fire. Get your fire back. Get your place back in the Lord. Another thing that's happening in the churches today is that people do not know their true identity. They don't know who they are. If they knew who they were, they would be standing strong for the Lord. But tonight, your identity do not belong to man. Your identity comes from God, God Almighty. Man was created in God's image, in his likeness. And we have not understood. We were created to be in God's likeness, in his likeness. God's highest creation, the object of his own divine love, in the one and through whom Elohim, the three members of the Godhead, in one Trinity, might pour out of themselves to you. Man was created as a dwelling place for God. Did you hear that? Man was created as the dwelling place for God. What have you got in your house tonight? Is God in your house tonight? Or is Satan living there? It's time to clean house. It's time to sweep house. It's time to come out. Come out from among. People are out there in the street waiting on you to come out and give them the word. Jesus told us, he said that ever who gives you the word is the sower. I want to ask you a question tonight. Who are sowing your seeds? Who are preaching to you? Well, now you know that part. Now answer the other part. How much have you grown? Are you still on milk? Or are you out there in the highways and hedges using the meat that God's given you? Imagine how many people are sitting in the congregation. I find out there are apostles sitting in the congregation, not knowing their identity. There are pastors sitting in the congregation, don't know their identity. Preachers don't know their identity, but God wants you to know who he made you to be. Come out from among them. Be ye separated. God's looking for a church without a spot or wrinkle. You should be teaching, but you're still on milk. It ought not be so.
Amen, amen, amen. Prophet, I tell you, that was such a powerful word, and I know that those out there that are listening tonight got to do a self-examination on all those questions that you thrown at them that says, is that me? Am I doing? Who am I? You know, we just thank God for what you're doing and this community and the outreach that you're going forward with. If you can just share that address again and those dates again right before we get ready to close out and declare and decree that they all come out and let's have a joyful time in the Lord.
Praise God. Once again, that is Holy Ghost Tent Revival, October the 26th through the 31st, and it begins nightly at 6 p.m., and that will be the 2700 block of Murchison Road, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, God.
Yes, we just thank God for the prophet. We thank God for the calling on his life. We thank God for the real yes in his belly and how God is using him during this time and during this hour. We'd like to thank all of our listeners for joining us this evening, and we're just going to give God the praise and thank him for what he has done this evening. Amen.
Glory to God.
He is an awesome God. Once again, we hope to see you out there. We want to see you out there at the 2700 block Murchison Road, starting October the 26th through the 31st, 6 p.m., and Prophet will have a word for you. Come and join us, and we'd like to thank all of our listeners for joining us this evening. Have a blessed night, and remember, who is God?